Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing over there?
Get your barbecue beef sandwich of an ass out of you.
Hey, you got sauce in my trophy. Fantastic.
Quit being a damn fool.
Quit being a damn fool. Jerry, you can drive the long ball.
All right, Chubb.
So worked up, man. Anyway, thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Still got plenty of stuff coming up, including right now, everyone's favorite bit. That's right, folks, it's time for Stupid Quickies. What about this, Hunter? Will Cyber Monday start outpacing Black Friday? In a new survey, 64% of Americans say they plan to shop online on Cyber Monday, but only 32% say they plan to shop in person on Black Friday. Yeah, of course, because if I could just sit in my house in my pajamas, as opposed to possibly getting trampled to death over a deep fryer. You know, God almighty.
Here's another thing, too. Hey, somebody show me these fantastic deals on Cyber Monday, please. Somebody be like, hey, like share it to me, would you? Because I've never gotten a deal on Cyber Monday where I'm like, oh, my God, this is
the greatest deal. It's not. Than the Black Friday ones. Yeah, you remember. You worked in Best Buy. You remember how it was. There was like two TVs with a great deal, and all the rest was just...
pretty much the same.
The normal.
Discounted just a little bit, maybe.
But yet, for some reason, we as a society, we as a species are like, if I got to trample some old lady to get that TV, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care. I will shove her to the ground, and I will get that TV. I will get it.
No wonder the guy has trillions of dollars, because he gets everybody around to be like, hey, have you shopped on Cyber Monday today? You get that. Somebody says that to you on that Monday every day, don't they? Or every time,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, every time. Every time.
Have you checked it out yet?
Yep.
No! I haven't. No. Until, I'm not going to.
Until I see that real huge discount, I'm not wasting my time, all right?
I haven't seen it.
Instead, I'm going to get in the pit on Black Friday. All right, I'm going to throw some bows. We're going to throw down. That's what we're going to do.
I'm just going to shop when I shop. How about that? Because there's deals like every day.
Yeah. Hey, clearance aisle Walmart, baby. I just got a air fryer there for a deep discount. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Like
yeah, it's great. It's great. That's my Black Friday right there. Anyway, what about this, Hunter? Older people used to retire to spend more time with their grandchildren, but a new poll says that 1 in 5 people want to move farther away from their children when they retire. Gee, thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's because they see him on TikTok and they're like, "Oh my God,
this is not my grandma
and grandpa aren't around.
You're a disappointment to the family. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving.
God.
I'm leaving. Well, good luck leaving when I put you in a home, Ma. Keep that in mind. All right, you want to get fancy with me? That's it.
I'm crawling back.
Yeah. You'll want to spend a lot of time with me. All right.
No,
I don't blame him. If I had the choice to move away from me or stay by me, I'm moving away.
You're moving,
I'm moving. Absolutely. Lastly, what about this? I think this is a good one we can all get on board with. Remember when everyone was surprised during the pandemic when people worked remotely and productivity didn't suffer? Well, now that everyone is back in the office, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says productivity has plunged by the sharpest rate since the 1940s. Yeah, because we don't want to have to go into the office and sit there in a cubicle while our boss, whose only job is to come by and make sure we're typing, that's not the life we want. That's a fact.
Real?
This is real. This is a real thing, man.
So since COVID was like you can go back to the office, is that when it started?
Yeah, pretty much. So that big surge now back to the office has taken place, and because of that, productivity has plunged.
Wow.
Its sharpest rate since the 40s.
Well, it's because you got used to working from home. And you enjoyed that. And then now you're back in the office, and you're trying to figure out how to get back in that routine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wow.
It's not a life we're meant to live, man. Being stuck in a cubicle for 8 hours, 9 hours, with people that we don't really like, all right? And then you got the boss coming by, and he's like, hey, good news, everyone. We're gonna let you get off work early. You're like, all right. No, but instead, you have to go to this mandatory get-together where we're going to force you all to hang out and sing happy birthday to Jeff. It's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, man.
Probably something about working from home. It's a comfort zone that just makes work a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it a little bit easier.
What's wrong with wearing shorts and a blazer just for a Zoom meeting? Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. I got the nice shirt on. I'm still being productive. God almighty.
It's really the bottom line, right? That's what work is. Is the work done? Did you get it done?
Yep.
Okay, you did. You did your job. Okay, now you're good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Who cares if during your lunch break you played some video games? You got on your racing simulator, Hunter, and you got some racing in between meetings. All right, who cares? The work's
done.
What's
wrong with that? As long as I'm getting the job done.
The work's
right?
done. You're right. You're right. So, I don't know. The worst part is some stuffy suits are going to read that back. Well, we just need to push them harder. We need to push
them. About this thing called quietly, what's it called? Softly quitting?
Or? Quiet quitting? Yeah. I love it.
You know what that is? It's just doing the work they ask of you, you know, on paper.
The bare
now,
minimum.
Now, I guess businesses are asking, they're like making people work like 70 hours a week,
it's
right?
It's just the bare minimum so you and don't get fired.
So now these people are just doing what they would do in 40 hours. But now they're like, oh, no, we're used to you working way overtime. Yeah. Like you can't, and so they get fired.
Yep.
They're doing it on purpose.
Yep. Fantastic. I love
it. Wild? You can get fired for doing your job.
Well, you're not doing more. Well, tell me I need to do more. Well, we shouldn't. It's you know what it is? It's just like an office space, office space, where he's mad at Jennifer Aniston's character for
it's
not
America's
wearing.
Turned into Inatech. Yeah. For God's sake.
It's like, well, look, I'm wearing the allotted number of flair. Yeah, but you could wear more. Well, why don't you
wear
just
more.
Why don't you make the mandatory amount? That number that you have. Well, no, we want you to wear more flair. See Johnny over there. Johnny's got all that extra flair. Is he? Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it is. That is just.
That's the exact analogy.
Right there. Could you want to wear more flair? I don't want to wear more flair, okay? I don't want to be here. I want to be on a boat fishing, drinking beer. I don't see why that's surprising to you, but that's the case.
Nope, got to be case. At work because everybody else is there too doing it.
Anyway, damn. It's pretty simple, folks. Pretty simple. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Bob Nickman.